Genderqueer, created by Opalsong. Fandom, Iron Widow. Relationship, Iron Triangle. Icha had collected things for as long as he could remember. Specifically, he'd collected pretty hair ornaments and gauzy robes and other strictly feminine things. His father's girls would give him clothes they no longer wanted when he was young. Once he was old enough to desire, he excused his purchases and collection by way of gifting items to women he slept with, or as gifts for potential women. The secret, the one that not even Zitian knew, was that all the clothes were the same size. All the pretty baubles went with only one set of coloring. They were his. Ximin found the collection one night, in a rage at Yicha for disposing of his alcohol. Yicha was terrified. He wasn't sure what scared him more, that Ximin might ruin everything that he'd managed to smuggle from his father's house, all his favorites, or that Ximin would figure it out and laugh at him, belittle him for the desires he held deep within him. Neither happened. Ximin was caught, distracted by the glitter and the soft fabric, until his rage faded into sleep. Yicha relaxed. He shouldn't have relaxed. Ximin brought it up later, and Zitian pursued it. She didn't understand it. Couldn't fathom why anyone would want to be a woman in this world that treated them so poorly. But she sat on him until he admitted that, yes, there were times he wanted to be a woman. Not all the time, but moments. Zitian refused to bind his feet. Yicha hadn't asked, didn't really want that. It was the first thing she said once she'd processed his confession. Before Yicha could decide if that was a rejection of his inner self, she pulled him up and demanded to see the full collection, and him in it. They waited in the other room while he put the robes and ornaments on for the first time. They were useless when it came to fashion, and they knew it. He was crying when he emerged. They wrapped him up and called him pretty. Zitian maneuvered them so Ximin sat with his arms around Yicha, and then called him the Vermilion Bird's concubine, and kissed his tears of fulfillment away, smudging his makeup. They'd never take it beyond their walls, but within them, if Yicha was feeling like Vermilion Bird's concubine, she could be. The End. Created for Moon Raccoon.